Hey folks, you're listening to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie, and this is the 2022 Season 2 Kickoff, A Look Ahead, Episode 90.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced Program. Let's get started.
Hey folks, Happy New Year. We are in 2022 and I can't wait to kick off and launch some new podcasts for 2022, Season 2 on the Get Balanced Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Donnie, and what I want to talk about today is 2022, A Look Ahead. And when I say that, you know, sometimes I'm thinking about for myself, you know, I look at when I'm looking ahead, but you know what? I would like to pause just a little bit and let's look at the past year, 2021. And when I think of that, and I'd encourage you to do the same, to spend some time, you probably already have, maybe during the holidays that we just finished here. But when I look back and I think about my family and I think about some of the milestones that have happened, my son, he became a firefighter and this year in 2021. So I'm very, very proud of him. And also, I think one of my daughters, Gabriella, she entered college as a freshman, an Army ROTC cadet at Vanderbilt University. Very, very proud of her. And she absolutely fit in and has been absolutely loving it. Another daughter of mine, Hannah, is a senior in high school and is looking. We did some college visits this fall, and she's applied to many different universities, as well as an Army ROTC a cadet applying for national scholarships. And we will be waiting to hear on that shortly. And then let's see, talk about those. And then a daughter in California working professionally and very, very successful in her work. And then when I switch over and I start thinking about, well, also then my wife, Marlene, who has been a school teacher coming up on 30 years. So very, very exciting times for her. And all the wonderful things I think about that we were able to do. So a little bit of traveling in 2021. And then I switch over to health, and I'm thinking about from my health, I'm thinking about, wow, you know, is a good, besides having COVID, I did get COVID in August, and besides having that, overall health was very good, and continue to strive and make that a priority of mine. And then I start thinking about, wow, all these work-life balance workshops that I conducted in 2021, most of them, of course, in person, but a few virtual. And I enjoyed both, but absolutely love the in-person. You know, I think many of you do as well. And that's where I actually got to meet so many of you out there today is through the workshops. And you know, these workshops and some special partners that I've developed in the past year or so. One is with the 100 Club of Arizona, fantastic partnership. The folks out there do such great work for all first responders in Arizona. And also Chief Todd LaDuke of LifeScan Wellness Centers. And as many of you know, we also have a Thursday, generally it's released on Thursdays. We have the LifeScan Learning Lab edition where I co-host the podcast with Todd. And he brings on all of his friends from around the country in the fire service. And we've been having a great time. And hopefully you've been enjoying that information out there that we've been putting on. And also I look at the Fire Chiefs Conference that Todd and I co-presented at the FRI. And then also, yeah, I look back and I'm thinking, wow, the number of law enforcement officers. It was a big year for me in 2021 of the number of law enforcement officers that I was in front of doing the workshops and such great people out there. If I named them all, it would this podcast would run for an hour, but so many of them out there and try to, you know, they are just wonderful people, wonderful health and wellness and the chiefs and everyone really looking out for that mental health, that family stability, the resiliency, and all of this stuff that this work-life balance brings to us. And then I started looking about at, you know, hey, 2022, I call it the look ahead, right? What's in store? And, you know, I'm kicking off a workshop here in a few days next week on January 11th down at Disney in Orlando for the IAFF, the HR conference, also known as the ALTS, ALT conference. And I'm doing two workshops. And, you know, what's so exciting about this is that this is the fifth year in a row since that I've always been invited back. We kicked off the first one January of 2017. And of course, in the COVID era, we had to skip 1 year just because the conference had to skip. But super excited. We are moving forward with in-person, as far as I know, a few days out from that. The International Association of Firefighters, that conference is where I got to meet many of you as well. And that's where I got my start. And then I'm very grateful for you inviting me out to your departments to conduct the workshops for your members. So thank you very much on that. And also looking ahead, this is going to be my first year as an FDIC instructor. Could not be happier than getting to go out there to Indianapolis in April of this year, 2022. And also looking ahead of all the workshops, some that are scheduled and more that are going to be getting scheduled, but also the individual courses that I'm going to be launching on my website for those that can't make it to the workshop, but one would, and perhaps would just rather go through the workshop and rebalance themselves when it comes to work-life balance, as well as their self-care, their physical health, mental health, social and spiritual health, is that I'm rolling out individual courses that you'll be able to do in your own time. And also that's coming into play with revamping the website. And, but again, though, looking at, you know, from family, we have a lot of exciting stuff coming up from my personal family as well as health. Keep striving to do more and more and better when it comes to all facets of health. And when I look at this, and I encourage you to do that too, right, is taking a look ahead. And that's in my workshop that if you've been through, it's what we call that desired future, right? How do you want things to be in your life? And when I start looking at that and I think about that desired future, the other thing I want to bring you back to, though, is that there's only one way to really get to that desired future and how to make that happen. And that is actually living in the present moment, because that's really all we have right here and now is what are we doing today? Not even tomorrow, but what are we doing today? And with that, one of the things that I have found, whether it's through my own personal practice or actually in my research and in my PhD research that I did, is that when I evaluated people that were so effective in their careers and so effective with their self-care, you know, how did they make it happen? And there's a couple themes that rose to the top. And one was that first they were self-aware. They had this self-awareness that, and I see that with many great firefighters and law enforcement officers and corporate employees, that they have this self-awareness of what's going on in their life. And they've been self-aware. Sometimes they reflect on their past, what's worked well, what maybe needs a little tweak, but they create this self-awareness. And also with their health, their family relationships, their careers, just very aware of what's going on, and they take time to process that. And then another thing that always rises to the top is the discipline, right? The discipline to do what it is you want to get done today. And I think that's so important, is to have that discipline. And the discipline actually comes from, for many it appears, and this has been a theme that I have talked with so many very effective from a work-life balance and self-care and their careers and all of that, is that this intentional planning or intentional living, as Chief Neil Gang likes to talk about, intentional living. Also, firefighter Andy Starnes talks about intentional living and whether it's living or planning, but it's really what is it that we want to get done? And then putting that out on your calendar, your to-do list, really getting it done, whether that is to get that workout in, you know, where's it go on your calendar? Or you want a closer relationship with your spouse, what are you going to do to put something on the calendar. You know, it's being intentional about it and getting it on the calendar and getting it done. Because when we do these intentional planning and we get things out on that calendar, that's how we start building these routine processes and behaviors, also known as habits out there, right? But we can start looking at how do we create these routine processes and behaviors, things that we do today, because again, that's what we control. We control what we do today, right? But the beauty of it is that we can predict our future based upon what we do today. Because when tomorrow comes around and you do what you want to do on that day, you can literally, if you think about it, every day you are doing what it is you intentionally planned and what you want to get done, and you have the discipline to do it, and you're creating these routines, processes, and behaviors as habits, right? If you start doing that day in and day out, you can literally predict your future, can't you? And that's where that desired future starts to come into play. And I want to remind you, though, is that when you get into this intentional planning, I highly encourage you. And I know some of you are going to feel a little selfish about thinking about doing this, but you have to prioritize your self-care, time for you. Time for you to exercise, to eat healthy, the mental health. What can you do for your mental health, social, spiritual health? All of these things that the self-care needs that we humans have, they are universal. We all have them, right? What can you do? Intentionally planning and put yourself first when it comes to this self-care. Now, as I mentioned, I know many of you out there are going to feel that's not right. That's not who I am. I give to others. And you know what? I get it. I know you give to others. But another thing that I know, because the evidence is out there, we cannot pour out to others from an empty cup. We need to keep really refilling our cup. And that's what this self-care is about. It's about taking care of yourself so you can pour out this greatness onto others, whether it's your brothers and sisters in the firehouse, whether it's your family, whether it's the community you're serving. All of that is we got to take care of our self-care. So when you start thinking about that, when you take care of your self-care, what happens is it positively spills over into other roles in your life. And I know you guys know what I'm talking about on this, because how many out there think about it? After you have a good workout, how do you feel? You feel, you know, high energy. You feel somewhat relieved. You feel emotionally stable. You feel like you're more in control. All these positive spillovers that happen when we exercise our physical body, it spills over into our mental and emotional state. And you experience that positive spillover. Now, with this, one of the themes that I started thinking about looking ahead is not just the self-awareness, the discipline, intentional planning, and building new habits and all of that, and always focusing on self-care as primary. Another theme for my look ahead is that, yeah, sometimes I get these ideas and it's like, and then I sit on them and I think about it and I ponder it. And then I get another idea and I ponder it and all of that. But you know what? One of the themes, my personal theme for this year is take action. It's time to execute on these ideas. Because I've been reading, I read a study the other day about some of the most successful people, they get an idea and they go run with it. So that's part of my theme, is that I am going to run with some ideas. Now, if you think about it, whether that's in your professional life, your personal life, but if you start thinking about, for example, hey, you know what? I do want to start focusing on my spouse. I do want to start having a closer relationship. I would like for us to maybe walk in the park together, go out to dinner one night a week, whatever it may be. Take action. Get it done. Ask her out. Ask him out on that date. Put it on the calendar. Take that action to do that, and then execute. Take the action and go out on that date. And that's what we want to do, whether it's something simple like dating or exercising, but it's or intentionally planning. If you're thinking about, you know what? Yes, I would like to start intentionally planning some things. Well, you know what? After this podcast, why don't you go do that? Right? Just start doing it. Get it done. Don't wait. Don't allow any excuses to fly into your mind. Go take action and start executing. And as many of you have heard in my, whether it's on some of my trainings or my workshops, is that when you start doing this, and if you have a little bit of a stumble, you know what? That's okay. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some kindness, some love, and most of all, some self-forgiveness. Learn how to forgive yourself, because that is so important. And then move on, right? Move on and start implementing some of these great ideas that you want to do. Because remember, you control today. And what you do today will determine how your future comes out. You really are in control. So I encourage you to do that. Lastly, I always like to close my podcast with a blessing. And what that is that may God bless all of you. Keep all my first responder friends out there healthy, happy, and safe. All my corporate friends out there the same, though, healthy, happy, and safe. Is that, and to help you get into looking ahead and taking action now and doing this intentional planning and start putting first things first. Fill that cup of yours so that you can pour out all this love and greatness to others. I ask this. Be blessed upon you. May God bless all of you. And again, keep you healthy, happy, and safe. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.